The cops out that he's Hosea and he's responsible towards the city of the walls. He mentioned the city of Ashbo, but he is disposed of the city of the horse. So the Torah doesn't mention Malachi. So the back, he doesn't spell out Malachi. So he mentions the Bechosha. So he says the Torah has reference in Shimon Kufiyut only to Malachi. To Malachi. Now it's by Malachi. It's impossible to manipulate. How can you manipulate it? I'm sorry. So in Shimon Kufiyut, he doesn't spell out Malachi. He mentions the Bechosha. So what does the Bechosha mean? Usually the Bechosha is an inanimate object. Is it possible to manipulate a polish in an inanimate thing? In an inanimate thing, it's one of two things. Either it happens accidentally, and it happens accidentally, or it takes it directly from the component by an inanimate thing. But to manipulate in an inanimate thing, it's impossible. How is it possible to manipulate an inanimate thing? Let's say, suppose if many body was mixed up with many head. So two things might happen. Either accidentally an item falls out and is polished, accidentally it falls out, or he takes it directly in like a room. So but to manipulate is impossible. Mashaykin Babalachayim. So there are three possibilities. Either to take one behemoth out of the stable directly, to go into the stable and take out the behemoth by its neck. Or then another possibility is Spiris Menele. And there is a third possibility. You start frightening, you cause a disturbance, and the behemoths in the stable become frightened, so then they start running out and so on. So only by Malachayim it's possible to manipulate. So he says, the two, when does the two say that it's if Moshe appears in Meile, that's the sheet of the Rosh, that is by the Bechoshu. So by the Bechoshu, we have to ask Pirish Meile, because if we say Pirish Meile is Muter, so many personally, an unscrupulous person will directly take it from the Kavua, and he'll say, well, accidentally, he won't tell anybody. He'll do it in a clandestine way, and so that everybody will think it's Pirish Meile. But he'll take it directly from the Kavua. So by allowing Pirish Meile, it will present an opportunity to an unscrupulous person to take directly from the Kavua. So because of that, the Chachomim answered, even if it's Pirish Meile, so it's also some Meile, no one will have an opportunity to take it directly. Mashe came by Balachayim. So there we have the third possibility to manipulate the polish. And Rab Tamshit is that by whom it's mutar lechatchila to manipulate the polish. Only by kochim it's also. So in Mele, over there, it's muter to manipulate the polish, and it's certainly muter if it's Pirish Meile. Because over there, since it's possible to manipulate, so we don't have to be chaychich that any Jew will directly take from the Gavua. Why should he? He's not in Malachis. We are chaychich that many times a Jew, because of temptation, because he's chosam, his money, so we'll do something that is awesome. So the Mele, by inanimate objects, so then it might be chos. By inanimate objects, it might be chos. Mashe'ei came, because he cannot manipulate the polish. So the Chachomim asked Pirish Mele, because of Exeira Shemitka Nakavua. But Baba Lachayim didn't answer, because Baba Lachayim, he can very easily manipulate the polish, and that would be Mehega Gomu. As Rabbi Tam says, the Chachomim only answered manipulating the polish by Kochi, not by whom. What's wrong with manipulating a couple, a Polish? What do we say? No, we should answer manipulating the Polish, because if we allow him to manipulate the Polish, he will do it directly in Nakabua. Why should he be such a Oshe and do it to Hachis when he can save all his money that he wants? Behead! It's not difficult to manipulate the Polish. But by inanimate objects, it's impossible to manipulate. So when the Torah says, mentions the sheet of the Rosh, that not only manipulating the Polish is also, even finished Melech is also, he mentions that Rigabe, the Bachoshu, and inanimate objects. When the Torah in Siman Tezayin or in Siman Nun Zayin, he deals with what? With Balachayim. Balachayim, so not only Pirish Mumele is Muter. Even manipulating the Polish is Muter. And there is no Zeta Shemelikam Nakabua, because why should he take Nakabua? He has an easy way, he has an easy alternative to manipulate the Polish, and that itself is Eta. This is what it is. So, Varosh Vav Poski, so he says, Vabach, Sifri Dale Physical Amchaber. So the Bach could say that in the tour, but he couldn't say it in the Mechaber, because the Mechaber mentions here not only Shodvor Nachshulim in inanimate objects, he mentions Balachayim too. Balachayim, you see what he says. Balachayim, Shodvor Nachshulim, Shemisabu Beheter, Shemiptim Afilu Be'elev. So he mentioned Balachayim too. So he was aware of it. So he's masik on the Mechaber. But he says, the Torah is only machmir like the Rosh, vis-a-vis inanimate objects. But vis-a-vis Balachayim, not only is not machmir like the Rosh, he's not even machmir like the Rashbashi. And he allows even manipulating. Because by Balachayim, since it's easy to manipulate the Polish, so the Chachomim won't advise Hashem when he comes to Kavua, because every person, if he wants to save his money, his behemoth, he has an easy way out to save his behemoth. All right. We hope you all say, Habach tamo obsakze, because of Sheinu emes, we come to Shabbat Noiz. The Lemariti al Seidayim, the Vada Ikandi le'arav amiti, the Ariel Rashbo, because of Lehetie, the Pirshu Kulam bifaneinu, Havet Kishaloi bifaneinu. We have forgot the Arashbu the Koma already in this past for the heaven. Abu Rosal the Fasma Hatle, Mushosa Mikak Mishom, the Kongo King Gama Ari Gama Gabo Yiska Kam, Shemuta the Fasma Hatle. We come already in Fritz of the heaven, after we freeze of the Mishabe, to Yoda, the Inki Sula the Dogo, I forgot the Pierce of Anu, Shari Fritz of the Mishabe, Muta, Kim in this past for Kulon, Hoshu to Pierce of the Anu. So, at first the Shach approves of what Ramos says. But he approves of the Ramos Teretz, which is Rav Shachna's Teretz, on the basis of another proposition. In other words, according to the Rashi. What does the Rav Shachna say? Rav Shachna says, when is it also to manipulate the Polish? Only when you manipulate the Polish Ktsas. But if you manipulate the Polish Kulon, then it's not also. Now we explain it. So he, at first, the Shach explains this Teretz, this distinction, on the basis of the Shita of the Rashi. What's the Rashi Shita? The Rashi Shita is that Pirish Memele is Mutar. Pirish Memele is Mutar. Pirish Memele is Mutar. So Memele, and the Rashi also says that Pirishu could, but when do we say that Pirish Memele is Mutar if it's a Lubifer? But if I look through the window and I see that the Chatz Boser falls out, the wind throws it off one of the counters in one of the stores, and I don't know from which store, so then it's Pirish Memele, then it's Kavod. So then it's not Pirish Memele if it's Pirish Memele. When is it considered Pirish Memele if it's not Pirish Memele? But the Rashi mentioned another Chiddush, that that if it's Pirshei Kulon, so even before Neinu it's considered like Pirshei Kulon. The Rambam says. Only when it's Pirshei Miktsosom, so then before Neinu it's Kavua. But if it's Pirshei Kulon, so even if it's before Neinu, if I see, I look through the window and I see how all the behemoths run out from the stable. But if all the behemoths run out from the stable, then it's considered like Pirshei Kulon. Even though it's before Neinu. So even though it's before Neinu, it's considered like Pirush Mele. So Mele, he says, when the Rashba says, when the Rambam says, V'yodiyosa, when you face it in this Rav, Hanel Shepirush Rakliyat, Nishar, Mitzasi, Shurim, and Kemo, those Hashem Shem Yikach Nekavua Gamke, Avol in this Parashu Kulom Yachat, Vuvi Nishar, Vuvi Kemo, Uvi Shasi Kosa, Pirush Tzorson, so all of them were peaceful. So in such a case, even if it's before Neinu, it's considered like Pirush Mele. So in Mele, there is no Gzeira Shem Yikach Nekavua, because by Pirush Mele, we are not Gzeira. Shemayikach Nakavua, this is what he's saying. Habach, but then this explanation can only hold true according to the Shite of Hashemim, that Pirush Mele is Muta, but it cannot hold true according to the Shite of Rosh, that Pirush Mele is also awesome. So he says, Habach Tamar Tzakzeh, because Shinemen Kamish Kumot. We have all these also in Daiti. The Bade Kandi, the Rav Amiti, the Arash, because we had the Pirush Kumot for Neinu, have it Shalim for Neinu. We have got the Arash, but the Komar, and the Mispas for the Evet. Abel also the Fasl Chathile, Moshe also, we kach Mishom, we call Mokim Gama, Hari Gama Rav, we iska Kam Shemut Ali Fasl. So he says, the Rav Amiti, the Arash, because of the Pirush Kumot for Neinu, have it Shalim for Neinu. And if Shalom before Neinu, it's Pirush Memele. And Pirush Memele, it's Muta. So according to the Rashbo, it's Muta. The Avol Gav, the Rashbo, the Koma, Elovin, is Pazl Devet. Avol Oza, the Pazl, the Chathilek, Moshe Oza, the Kach Mishom, Mikom Mokim Gav, Hare Gav, Arav, the Yizker Kam, Shemuta, the Pazl, the Chathilek. The Koma, Elovin, the Frisom Devet. If he manipulated a Polish of Kulon, so then it's Muta. Because in such a case, if there is a Polish of Kulon, so even if it's before Neinu, even if he did cover his eyes and he saw everything, so it's also Mutter. So certainly where he closed his eyes and he manipulated the Polish once it was done, so it's certainly Mutter, because possible Kulon, the Rashba says, is like Pirush Memele, even if it's before Neinu. So here it's certainly Mutter there. But they will say the Rashba only says that if he saw it happen, but that doesn't mean that it's muta to manipulate Polish. So he says the Rambam doesn't say here that it's muta. He says that if he manipulated Polish Kulon, so then every behemoth is muta. But in Echname, Lechatfil, it's also. That could be. Rather than the Rashi, we come up with this puzzle, David, I was on Father Hatfil, which was only come Shom, we come with him Garabis, Kashi was on Father Hatfil. We come out with Fritz and David, after Fritz and Mishabin, to Yoda di Kisura, we come out with the Pierce of Fanenu, Shari, Fritz and Mishabin, Muta keep this puzzle, Kulon Hoshov, keep Pierce of Fanenu. But that chat is all by the limit, she is a Rashbo, that Pierce and Mele is Muta. That Pierce and Mele is Muta, David. Mashenke, according to the Shiki of the Rosh, and the two who is disposed to agree with the Shita of the Rosh, that Pirshei Mele is also Oseh, so then we cannot explain it, because on that basis, because this is explained on the basis that where it's peaceful Kulon, so even if it's before Neinu, it's considered like Pirshei Mele. And then what? But Pirshei Mele is Muta. That's according to the Rashbo, but according to the Rosh in the two, the two is disposed of the Shita of the Rashbo, so even Pirshei Mele is Oseh. So the Mele, where it's peaceful Kulon before Neinu, it shouldn't be more lenient than Pirshei Mele Shaloi before Neinu. According to the Rosh, even Pirshei Mele Shaloi before Neinu is also. So how can the Ramon explain the Tur on that basis? So obviously, the Pshatim, Rav Shachna, and the Ramon is not because when it's peaceful Kulon, so then it has the same thing like Pirshei Mele. No, the Torah is disposed of the Shita of the Rosh, that even Pirshei Mele, Shaloi before Neinu is us. Also, so a Samana Pshat must be given. אוכל מטרס חטוס פעמים לימודים פסקו של יש לי ועתו, ישראל הפירה של לפנינו עושה. ובין סימן תזיין, דמי סימן תזיין, סוף סימן תזיין, דמי תרוסו, שמסעבו פסידו בשל נאי, וכל דיפורש מרו בפורס. ושניים אחרים מסו, ובסימן תזיין, ומסעים מהר שנספר את כל התרוב הזה מקיימון, עד שאני מתעשם תביא מקיימ. וחילו גזי נמוכח, ונמלון, ופירש מכולו מאוד לפתאי, ופירש ממילא שעוד לפנינו. והרי שאין בפיתורי החיים, וגם בפיקוח נפש, צורך עיון, ונפניס דייטי ונראי כלל, אין שום? So in other words, so at first he explained there the Pshachnes difference on the basis of the Shitas HaRashbo, that Pirshim Memele is Muta. But that explanation is really according to the Shite that Pirshim Memele is Muta. But according to Shitas HaRosh, and the Tur, who is disposed of the Shite, that even Pirshim Shemoy Bifonei Memele is also. So we cannot say, because the Rashba says that where it's peaceful Kulon, it has a deen, even before Neinu, it has a deen of Pirshim Memele. Pirshim Memele Shaloi before Neinu is also. So then it has to be explained some other way. How does it have to be explained the way you explained it? Because even though Kol Kovuak Mechza Mechza Lomhe, so it doesn't mean that there is no wrath. It only means that it's not Mivare. It's not effective. But the wrath there is. But since it's not a rov amivareya, so maybe the view of rov doesn't apply. Mashiachim, though it's piece of kulon, so then it's a rov amivareya too. So maybe, and that's the reason as to why by pikach nefesh we are mechalek between the caves where all the residents of the chotzer left the chotzer, and the only in the caves where some of the residents of the chotzer left the chotzer, So. So this is how we have to explain. But the Oidikshava, didn't came over because Matur Shnai Machim Masurim, Halinek Fukulom, Nispaz Fukulom. In other words, in order that there should be Nispaz Fukulom, so every behavior must be a key of understanding. So why does the Rambam say, so, Rak Shnai Machim Masurim, if you have Shnai Machim, it's not Nispaz Fukulom. And if it's not this Pazo Kulon, so then we are Gita Shem Yikar Mekavua. The only case where not Gita Shem Yikar Mekavua is when it's this Pazo Kulon. And if it's this Pazo Kulon, so there is no Shnai Macheni. There's the Kasha Bebat. So he says, Ufina Yis Daiti, Vidi Shabar, Vim Kim Oma Kosmatu. Vim Kim Oma Kosmatu, Shnai Machim Masurim, Ali Mekul Kulon, this Pazo Kulon. Ufina Yis Daiti, Da Asara, Yavad, Bishachos, Ubo Yachad, Mimokim Echod, Koshins Pazo. Kilo, kulon, vineko mitvili salvishen, shuv, vilchoshi kovua, vini kovua achi vishu. So what does Shach say? He answered the kasha of the Bach. The Bach's kasha is, all right. In other words, where is this pas of kulon and the kriyas is bottom the gamde, then we are not geza shemit. We are only geza shemit of the kovua in the case where the kriyas remains. In its place. But where the Kriya is put in the Gamle, then we're not Giza Shemit HaMekavua. So there are no two. So why does he say that the two last ones are Asuris? It's Mispaz HaKulon. So in other words, so what do you mean? It's the two last ones. It wasn't Mispaz HaKulon Basachas. But gradually. So first one Meimer went out, then half an hour later another Meimer went out, then another half an hour another Meimer went out, and in the course of 10 hours, let's say, or in 100 hours, all the Meimers went out. That's not considered this Pas of Kulon. Because in order to say that the Rov is a Rov HaMivare, so at the very outset, the Rov must be a Rov HaMivare. And as long as the Kavua remains in the place, So how can you say vis-a-vis the first behemoth that run out that it's a Rova Mivare just because ultimately all the behemoths will run out? Ultimately all the behemoths will run out in every case. They're not going to remain there a little boy. So what does it mean that we're not Giza Shemit Nakavua? If at one time all the behemoths are there, so then there are no two left. So what does he say? The Shnai Machin Masu. So he says, the Shach says, no. In a chanam, when does the Ramo say that we're not Giza Shemit HaMekavua, that's only if all the behemoths are nekav at once. But if all the behemoths are nekav at once, so there are no two remaining, Yeah, so is this. Let's say he caused a disturbance in the stable, and the behemoths became frightened. They all started to run at the same time. They all started to run out. So, all of them. And then, some of the behemoths, all of them ran out. But the number of the behemoths, after the alarm ceased, decided to run back into the stable. So at first, when disturbance was caused, they all went out. So the melee of the Kriyas was bottled. But then some of the behemoths ran into the stable again. So we say, in view of the fact that there was an accident of all the behemoths from the stable, so the melee of the Kriyas became bottled. So even when the Achizel came on, so we don't apply the din of kavua kemechtal mechtal, because once it's pirish kulon, so we apply the din of kavu porish. So the din of kavu porish takes effect as to each and every behemoth, because they all went out. So even though half an hour later, when they become relaxed, so the behemoths, the number of behemoths start running again into the stable. So we don't say that the din of kavua is revived. So every behemoth is mutter. So as to every behemoth, we apply the din of kol porish. But the rest of behemoths, bimtzias, it's not porish b'olam. It's porish from two. One is porish from two. So the rest of behemoths are also. But the Rambam has reference to a case where he manipulated. He caused a disturbance in the stable, and because of that, he manipulated an akira of all the behemoths. And then after that, many behemoths came back. And even before the behemoths came back, it doesn't matter. So every behemoth that comes out, so we apply the aloche of from the Polish, from the Polish, except the last. So anyway, so what does he say? So in other words, the Shach is saying that once there is a cliche, so even though the Achizel is to awesome, so the din of Kol Kavua Kemechtal Mechtzo is not revived. So the Neged Yehuda Esikashin is in Ferish Gemara Neged Shach. Shum Lechoshet Kavua. Vitzol Lechiyum Misachis Nozad Af Yudveitz Dikom Arosom Hadro Lechusim. So the Gemara there, when the Rabbi Yechanan says, that Hoyim HaMishmuch HaTzeim Kamish Lishon, and he didn't spell out the name of the woman. So then the Shliach disappeared. So let's say, woman appointed Shin as a Shliach to be Mikadish, a woman. It becomes a woman for him. And then Shin disappeared. So Rubin is also Kholam Moshe Shebeimom, unless he investigates, he finds out that the woman he wants to be Mikadish does not have a sister, does not have a mother, or if she has a sister and mother, so his sister and mother had been married for some time. But without an investigation, he's also Mechal Moshe Shebeimu. Why? Because we assume that the Shliach Shimon was Mekadish Roche before Rubin. So now, if he wants to Mekadish Leah, maybe Leah is a sister of Roche, a mother of Roche, a daughter of Roche, one of the Sheva Chelebis of Roche. So the Gemara has the Kashi, why don't we say, Kol Porish, Kol Porish? After all, there is only one woman, the sister, the mother, a few women. There are altogether seven women who are osar and rubin, but there are millions of women who are muter. So let's say kol porish kol porish, just as we say gabikan, where we had a nest of two birds that were declared as one lechatos and one leilo. So then, if one flew away, so he has to get other birds, and we're not chichich. Maybe the other bird, that's one of the birds that was declared as a chatos, now he'll be marked as a leilo. Why? Because we rely on Bob. Why don't we rely on Bob here? So the Gemara says, over there, it's Polish. Every bird is Polish. Mashaykin here, the Ishe is hatam ikrius. So we see, so how does Rashi in Tesis Noza explain it? That when he wants to be Mikadish Leye in the street, even if he's Mikadish, he wants to be Mikadish Leye in the street, so now it's called the Polis, but later Leye will return to her home, so it will be Kavua. So we see that even if at one moment it's Polis, but if later on they return to the Mokim Akrias, so the din of Kol Kavua Kemechtal Mechtzo is revived. So here too, Well, how did the Shach say in answering the Bach's Kasha against the Ramo? Because he manipulated disturbance in the state. So that brought about an Akira for the Bay. But then they ran in again. So we don't say as to each behemoth that called the Porish. So we do say as to each behemoth called the Porish. And we do not say it's again called the Porish. Because once called the Porish took effect, so we do not say Hatu Nikriuse. But then the Gemara says Hat Isha Hatu Nikriuse. It's a very small kasha. There's the double of all, but the good is kasha. But that's the reason as to why I went over and I pointed out the machlekes between Rashi Shite in Nozihia and Teisve Shite in Nozihia and the Shite of the Rosh in Nozihia and the Shite of Teisve Sixuvis. According to Rashi Nozihia and Teisve Nozihia, so when Gemara says, how can we say that if Reuven wants to be Kaddish Lay in the street, so he has to be Chedishinish, he has to be Chedishinish. So yes, the Chedishinish, maybe Leah is the sister of Rochel, and even though Leah is now Polish, now he found her in the street, but soon Leah will go back to home. So according to Rashi's Pshat, and Teisve's Pshat, knows him here, even at the time when the Sukkah arises, so it is Polish, but if later on it's harder to lose, so we again say so then it's a kasher against the Shach. But the Shita of this of the Rosh Hashanah and the Shita of this was exuded after the spoils. Not that harder to lose, later would be harder to lose. But when Shuvei tries to be Kaddish, lay in the street, so we are afraid maybe at that moment Rochel the Iseres is in her place at her home. So there was no Pirish at the very outset. That's why we are Chishish. Mashiach came leave at the very outset of his Pirish, but then later on she will be Chizeres with Yoso, that we don't care. So here, so according to this, she came to Suez, after school, according to the Roshi, in Osiria, so we cannot ask, but if the behemoths are all perished now, but then they want in again, so the team of Kotovar can ask our next question to buy. No, because once there is a team of Kotovarish, the Ruben Polish, so then it cannot be Hezal Israel. Mashiach over there, the Gemara says, not that while Kobi Polish takes place at the first moment, so then when the same person is happening to Musa, so the deed of Kobi Polish and Achta should be revived. No, as long as Kobi Polish takes effect for one moment, Kobi Polish and cannot be revived. But then, according to the Israel, which is after small, and according to the Rosh Hashanah, the Gemara says, Hatha to Musa, not what it's what. What do you want to say? That woman should be, the maximum wanted to say, that woman should be allowed to meet a woman in the street and play and be Mikadosh. And we should say, we should be Cheshish, maybe Leah is a sister of Rochel, his wife. Because from the Polish, move the Polish. So we say, no, since the Iseres, Rochel, might be in her own habitat, in her own home at this moment, how, if you, that at that time, when Leah is in the street, so Rochel is also in the street. Rochel is also in the street. So then, so he, Reuven could be Mikdash Leah, but he doesn't know where Rochel is now. He found Leah in the street. Leah is Polish, but Rochel is Seres, might be the Kviusa. So maybe at this moment we cannot say from the Polish. Bashaik in the case where all the behemoths run out from the stable. So at this moment we can apply the deen of Kobi Polish. But later on, half an hour later, when behemoths run in again into the stable, let the deen of Kobi be revived. So according to Teisve Shite in Ksubes and the Rosh Shite in Nozia, once the deen of Kobi Polish takes effect, it cannot be revived. However, according to Rashi Shite in Nozia and Teisve Shite in Nozia, so the Gemara means, how do you say that Rochel herself later on would return to our kriyas. So that means that we do not apply the din where it's polish at one moment, but if later on it returns, the person returns to the beginning of kriyas, so then the din of kokovua is revised, so then we cannot say like that. But the Rambam would say, we agree with the shita of Teisves in Ksuvas Achtesvov and the shita of the Rosh. The shita of the Rosh in Inosim.